بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد Virtue of death as a traveler. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the death of a traveler is martyrdom. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that a person who was born in Madina Tayyibah passed away in Madina Tayyibah. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed his janazah salah and said, if only he had passed away in a place other than his hometown. A sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala who inquired, and why is that so, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if a person passes away from his hometown, he is granted a paradise the size of the distance between his hometown and the place of his death. Note, the above only applies if a person has undertaken a righteous journey. Traveling clothes. Sayyiduna Mughira ibn Shu'bah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was wearing a jubba that had narrow sleeves whilst he was on a journey to Tabuk. The author of Zadul Ma'ad also states that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to wear a narrow sleeve jubba whilst on a journey. Hafiz ibn Hajar has attested to the above as well. Allama Suyuti rahmatullah alayhi has written that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's qamis, that is the kurta, was knee length whilst on a journey. Note, wearing broad and baggy clothes whilst traveling sometimes becomes cumbersome and inconvenient. Therefore, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wore garments that had narrower sleeves and a qamis of shorter length. May Allah ta'ala give us understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.